Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Okay, welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. I am Don Goldberg. With me here today is Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell and our special guest, Dr. Robert Barry from Konica, who is talking to us about ubiquinol and CoQ10. I apologize to you folks on the phone. I promised we'd get to you, and I think we're going to do it right away. Let me just give out the phone number again for those of you who may know me by now and realize I was going to keep on talking for this long. The number is 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Here's your chance to talk to a gentleman, Dr. Robert Barry, who probably knows as much, if not more, about ubiquinol and CoQ10 than anybody I can think of. And its relationship to various health problems, such as all types of heart disease, gum disease, eye disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, maybe even a little cancer, who knows. So here's your chance to call in and ask your questions. Okay, let's get to the phones, as I promised, and let's talk to Bill from Brooklyn. Welcome to the Wilner Window. Bill, how can we help you today?
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. I'm really glad I called in today.
Well, don't be glad yet. You don't know whether we're going to help you or not, okay? So.
Okay. Well, anyway, I have aortic stenosis, and I've had it for 14 years. And I take 330 milligrams of regular CoQ10 every day. Now, the other day, I went to my cardiologist for an echo, and my aortic stenosis has been stable for the last 3 years. So I asked my doctor if the CoQ10 could possibly be helping me. And he seemed to think that me taking that much CoQ10 is overkill. But I disagree with him. And he asked me if I could find out if there are any clinical studies to show that CoQ10 is beneficial for valvular disease. Can you answer me on this, please?
Well, okay. So who wants to explain to Bill how to tell his doctor to do a PubMed search or something?
Go ahead, Don.
Okay, yeah. Well.
It's giving me time to look up PubMed. Okay. There actually are no studies on coenzyme Q and aortic stenosis specifically. But aortic stenosis is a narrowing of the aortic valve, which is when the ventricle pumps, it goes, opens up the valve, and the blood goes into the aorta. So when this valve is too tight, it puts back pressure on the heart muscles and can make the heart muscles first enlarge, called hypertrophy, and then into failure. What coenzyme Q does do is help the heart muscle resist, be stronger, and not go into failure as a result of the aortic stenosis. What makes the valve get tighter and tighter, we don't really understand. And apparently there's been no research, or at least it's listed in PubMed, on saying whether it affects the valve or not. So I think that's the best answer we can do. But I think that you should ask the doctor to go on what's called PubMed, P-U-B-M-E-D, .gov, and just put in coenzyme Q in cardiology, and he'll probably get 1,000 articles will come out, and he can read them at his leisure.
Okay. Now, I tend to believe that the CoQ10 is helping me. So one more quick question.
Bill, before you ask the other question, let me just give my version of what Dr. Podell said. We don't have evidence directly that the CoQ10 is directly affecting your specific condition. Indirectly, there's abundant evidence. Okay? All right, go to your next question.
Well, I seem to feel that it is helping me. So my question is, am I taking enough of 330 milligrams?
Well, if you've been listening to the program, Bill, you probably are taking as much as would be necessary. You could take more coenzyme Q10, but from what we're hearing from Dr. Barry, and Dr. Barry, you can comment as well. It seems that ubiquinol actually may be a preferable form, the reduced form of Q10 than coenzyme Q10. So you may want to consider taking 300 milligrams of ubiquinol, 100 milligrams three times a day. Dr. Barry?
Yeah, I would agree with that. With any of the diseases, neurodegenerative, cardiovascular, et cetera, they found that ubiquinol has a better therapeutic effect.
And, you know, Don, I was thinking about, you know, although there may not be any specific nutrients generally that I could think of for this particular condition, I think we know, and I'm sure you've mentioned this many times, that generally everyone should be taking antioxidants of various kinds, whether it's the plant form, the polyphenols, green tea, the fish oil you mentioned is you would consider an essential nutrient, part of anybody's program. As a matter of fact, I think Bill probably would benefit taking a fish oil. And the nutrient antioxidants, of which coenzyme Q10, by the way, is an antioxidant, whether it's protecting your aortic stenosis is difficult to say, but everyone should be on some sort of antioxidant program that includes both nutrient and plant antioxidants. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, and Bill, you know, it sounds like you're on in years a little bit. I mean, you know, you are the perfect candidate to switch over to the ubiquinol. I think you said you're taking 300 and some milligrams of regular CoQ10 a day?
330.
All right, 330. I mean, even if if at your age, I would think if you took 100 milligram ubiquinol twice a day, that's a total of 200, you would be getting as much, if not more, benefit. But if you're convinced that it's helping you, you know, and you can trust your feelings on this, I would do what Sam and Dr. Barry said, especially right now. You know, we got this fantastic price on this on the Solgar ubiquinol, the 100 milligram size. Buy a few bottles and switch over. Now, obviously, you're not, you know, we're not saying that you're going to be able to tell after taking one or two soft gels, but you know, maybe for a month, a couple months, switch over to the 300 milligrams ubiquinol, and you know, you might be kicking up your heels or doing the cha-cha again, you know. So
just give me that website one more time, please.
Well, the Konica website or the Wilner website?
The one that's PubMed.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. It's just the PubMed.gov. I think any doctor most doctors know about this. He just, putting the burden on himself, he just transferred the burden onto you, and, you know, he can look it up himself pretty easily. I don't think that's
but
important.
For listeners who can't remember PubMed, just put in National Library of Medicine, and you'll get that. And from there, you can find your way to the PubMed site.
I think PubMed is easy to remember, but okay.
Okay, let's not argue, guys.
Okay, Dr. Barry, if somebody went on to into the Konica website, are there links to studies that they could take a look at?
Actually, it's still building. There's a number of pages on there that show clinical trials associated with ubiquinol. They are setting up links, and to tell you the truth, I don't know if they're active or not yet. You would have to try it.
All right.
Even, look, Bill and all of you folks out there, even if you go to our Wilner Chemist website, wilner.com, we have a link to Health Notes on there. You'll see all kinds of information on CoQ10 there. We have material on the CoQ10 in our reference library. We have links to radio shows just like the one you're listening to right now where we've spoken about CoQ10. Right on the home page, I believe I have a link in the articles. The link says ubiquinol or CoQ10. I think it's one of the articles that Dr. Barry submitted to us at one time.
And if you want to get onto our website, don't forget it's www.wilner.com, and that's Wilner with two L's. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, I mean, the point being that, as I said at the beginning of the show, the reason that there's so much talk about CoQ10 is that there is indeed so much research supporting its value. So it's really not difficult to find this material. If he's just looking for, is there a study for this particular specific health problem? Well, that's, you know, that's nice, but, and it would be nice if there was, but there's so much related material that it's hard to argue that you wouldn't benefit from taking it. Okay? All right, Bill.
I might just make one other quick point for the PubMed and when you're looking up publications. Because ubiquinol is relatively new, there's a number of publications that say coenzyme Q10 or conventional coenzyme Q10. You really have to read the abstract or the summary. Many of those are actually ubiquinol.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's why, you know, that's why sometimes, Dr. Barry, that I, you know, you say ubiquinol and I turn around and toss in CoQ10 because I think there are still a lot of people who don't get it yet, and I don't want to have them not realize exactly what we're talking about. But I'm assuming more and more of the research is actually indeed being done on ubiquinol rather than CoQ10. But from their standpoint, as you point out, they're calling it a CoQ10. Okay, thank you for that call, Bill. I guess it's time for a little break, and then we'll get back to the phones. We are taking calls, folks, and we do have some open lines. Let me give you the phone number, 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. We'll be happy to answer your questions about ubiquinol, CoQ10, ubiquinone, whatever, okay? This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
We're here with Dr. Robert Barry, and we'll be back in just a moment. I just tried a new product from Jaru Formulas, Ideal Bowel Support, and I was very impressed. I recently returned from the Middle East, and I don't know what it was, the airplane food, the time change, whatever, but I was having a major problem with my digestive system. Gas, bloating, a little constipated. I tried some fiber, it didn't help at all. So I picked up a box of Jaru's new IBS, Ideal Bowel Support, a probiotic containing a special strain of Lactobacillus clinically studied for exactly this type of problem, intestinal health. It worked. I took one in the morning, one in the evening, and by the next morning, I felt fine. I am sold on this product. Jaru Formulas Ideal Bowel Support for intestinal discomfort, gas, and bloating, and to support regularity. A controlled, double-blind, randomized study showed complete improvement in 45% of patients compared to 15% taking placebo. Ideal Bowel Support from Jaru Formulas, available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. Okay, this is Don Goldberg. You know, some people think that because Wilner Chemist has such a wide selection of nutritional and herbal supplements and so many nutritionists and pharmacists on hand to help you decide which products are right for you and how to properly take them, that the prices must be high. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. The fact is, you will find that Wilner Chemist has some of the best discount prices anywhere. It's true. You don't believe me? Well, here's some examples. Right now, in addition to our low everyday 20% discounts, we have the following sales in effect. The entire Source Naturals line on sale, 35% off. The full Nature's Way and Sprunk Janssen lines on sale at 30% off. All Solgar omega-3 fish oil supplements, CoQ10 products, and women's health products on sale at 40% off list. And there's more.
That's right. There certainly is more. And in addition to those items from Solgar that Don just mentioned, how about this? And we've been talking about this. Solgar's Ubiquinol is now on sale at half price. And Solgar's new full-spectrum Alaskan salmon oil soft gels are also half price. We also have deals on Natrol, UAS Labs, Country Life, Garden of Life. How do you find out what else is on sale? Well, you can go to our website at www.wilnerwith2ls.com and check on the On Sale tab. And while you're there, you can sign up for our newsletter or request our free product catalog. You can also call for a catalog. The number is 1-800-633-1106. Just leave your name and address. That number again is 1-800-633-1106. But even better, you can visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park, and that's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, and that's near the corner of Murray Street. That's right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
You know, while you're on our website, by the way, wilner.com, be sure to check out all the informative articles, reference material, audio files of previous radio shows. You know, I just updated all these radio MP3 files. Everything is there from last week on back for 2 or 3 years' worth of shows with some description so you can figure out what you're looking for. You can look up product prices. You can even place your orders on the website as well. That's www.wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals. We'll get back to your phone calls in just a moment. This is Don Goldberg, and I have a question for you. How is your energy level these days? Feeling tired and a little run down? If so, maybe you should try Solgar's Ubiquinol, the pre-converted form of CoQ10. Ubiquinol is not a harsh stimulant like caffeine. It's an antioxidant that provides sustained natural energy. Your body makes Ubiquinol, and it's present in every cell. It provides the spark for 95% of your cellular energy production. Without it, you don't run. The problem is that as we age, our body's ability to produce CoQ10 and then convert it to ubiquinol declines, which is why we slow down. To make matters worse, statin drugs, which millions take to lower cholesterol, also blocks your production of CoQ10. Taking Solgar's ubiquinol replenishes optimal levels of this important energy component for baby boomers and statin users, so you can feel young again. And right now, Wilner Chemist has a deal you can't beat on Solgar's Ubiquinol, half price. That's right, Solgar's Ubiquinol is on sale 50% off at Wilner Chemist's. Be smart and stock up now.
Do you want to feel and look younger?
Hi, this is Dr. Vanessa. Scientists reveal that today we don't have to age rapidly and live with pain and suffering due to aging diseases. Now, by taking anti-aging 3 collagen on a daily basis, you can renew your hair, bones, joints, blood vessels, eye vision, your whole body, and restore a healthy image and look younger like me.
This is Dr. Sally Bird. Anti-aging 3 collagen can contains pure collagen types 1, 2, and 3, and a triple helix amino acid compound designed to activate your body's own collagen production to renew your body from the inside out. Slow down your aging process. Stop living with pain and suffering. Take Anti-Aging 3 Collagen and improve the quality of your life. We have been taking Anti-Aging 3 Collagen for almost 2 years now, and people comment on how much younger we look. Start now and see the difference.
To my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Okay, this is Don. Arnie's not here, as you've probably guessed by now, but Sam Forbes is here, Dr. Richard Podell is here, and Dr. Robert Barry from Konica, the experts on ubiquinol, is here as well. And we're going to get right back to the telephones, and the next person in line is Linda from Sparta, New Jersey. Welcome to the Wilner Window. Linda, how can we help you?
Yes. Do all ubiquinol products have to be formulated the same? And is there a difference in the ubiquinol in Konica and Solgar?
Solgar uses Konica ubiquinol. As we explained earlier, Konica is the official, well, Konica has the patents on ubiquinol, and I don't know if there's any reputable companies in the United States that use anything other than Konica. Dr. Barry, you want to comment on that again?
Yeah, that's correct. If you go on the Konica site, they list all the brands, and as I mentioned earlier, there's over 80. In addition to that, Konica makes sure, they do blind testing for all the brands that are out there to make sure that the level of ubiquinol in those soft gels is correct, hasn't deteriorated, et cetera. There may be different formulations, but that base usually has to do with the oils that it's mixed with. So they're all pretty equivalent.
Okay. Now, is that what you meant by different formulations, Linda, or did you have something else in mind?
No, that I wanted to be sure that if I bought a ubiquinol product, that it would be the same as the Konica brand.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, as we mentioned earlier, there is a little there's a little logo that companies can put on their label to show that they're using the genuine Konica material. And if I recall correctly, most of the reputable companies put that little logo on the label. I know it's on the Solgar product. If you have any questions, look on the label, look on the Konica website. That's konicaqh.com. And the other thing is, we mentioned this earlier too, if something seems strange or odd, in other words, or if you see a product that where the price is just too low, especially if it's some well-known brand or not one of the more reputable brands, you should be a little bit leery of that, okay? Because if something seems too good to be true, it probably is, okay?
With the exception of our Solgar sale, of course.
Well, the Solgar, it's a $40 list price. It's
That's
on
right.
sale at half price.
That's right.
They do indeed, they are indeed using the Konica material. It's the real thing. I've been taking it myself for the past 3 weeks, 4 weeks. It's in a nice, it's an opaque, brownish colored soft gel capsule. Excellent opportunity to save some money on ubiquinol. Okay? All right. Thank you for that call. Okay, let's see. We're running out of time here. Okay, so we're going to have to take a break for the traffic shortly. If you folks want to call with your questions about ubiquinol, CoQ10, or anything else, the number again is 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. We'll get to your calls right after we get back from this break for the traffic.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemist is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemist locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail-order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, now for a quick check on the traffic.
Some slow problems on the Belt Parkway between JFK Airport and the Verrazano Bridge. Both directions, again, very slow through the area. Outbound Gowanus Expressway at Fort Hamilton Boulevard. An accident there has one lane blocked. At the Hudson River crossings, the inbound George Washington Bridge down delays of 30 minutes from all approaches. Outbound, no problem. Holland Tunnel inbound delays 15 minutes from 1-9 of the Turnpike. Outbound, about a 10-minute delay from Canal Street. Expect more delays from other approaches. And over at the Lincoln Tunnel inbound delays only about 5 minutes. Outbound, we see no problems at all. In New Jersey, northbound on the New Jersey Turnpike, at Interchange 7A, a 5-mile delay. Southbound, you're doing fine. And northbound, now you're getting slow on the Garden State Parkway between exit 63 and 74 as people make their way home from the shore. You're moving well then up to the Asbury Tolls. This report is brought to you by Skylands Community Bank. Fulton Financial Corporation, parent company of Skylands Community Bank, was named one of the nation's most trustworthy companies by Forbes. Member FDIC, member of the Fulton Financial family. I'm Ed Kalecki on News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who is expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org. Reserve Oz Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available, organic resveratrol, from the heart of their exclusive vineyards in southern France. Resveratrol has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reserve Oz Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. Reserve Oz is all-natural, patent-pending manufacturing methods coupled with certified organic ingredients guarantees that you will receive the highest levels of purity, quality, and freshness. With the inclusion of regular exercise and a healthy diet, Reserve Oz will help you feel energized, look radiant, and rediscover youth. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reserve Oz Organics. Reserve Oz supplements are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. Reserve Oz Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back. Indeed, this is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Sam Forbes, Dr. Richard Podell, and Dr. Robert Barry. We're going to get right back to the telephones. Let me just give the number again, because we do have a couple of open lines. If you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, especially ubiquinol, CoQ10, this is your opportunity to give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Okay, let's get back to the phones, and we have Laura from Nassau County. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Laura. How can we help you today?
Yes, please. If someone is taking Coumadin for atrial fibrillation, are they able to take CoQ10 and or ubiquinol?
I was waiting for our first Coumadin question for the day. I knew it was eventually going to come. Dr. Barry, is there any problem with taking ubiquinol or regular CoQ10 for a person who's on a blood thinner medication?
No, there isn't. In fact, in the cardiovascular study that was published and that Dr. Podell mentioned earlier, they actually state in there that there was a number of the patients on Coumadin that were being treated, and they had relatively high levels of ubiquinol, and they showed no problems with it at all. The origin of that is that I think there was one publication years and years and years ago that indicated that there may be an interaction or a problem with CoQ10 with Coumadin. Dozens and dozens of papers have come out since then, and that's never been replicated. In fact, all of them have shown that there isn't a problem.
Okay. Well, that sounds pretty definitive. Laura, does that answer your question for you?
Yes, it does, because the doctor issued a prohibition against, yes, so Dr. Perry is explaining that years ago that may have been in vogue, that thinking, but not anymore.
Okay, great. Dr. Barry, okay. All right, thank you for that call, Laura. Okay. Okay, we just lost the next person that was lined up to ask us a question. Let me give you the phone number, 1-800-321-0710. We have open lines. Dr. Barry, one of the conditions that is often associated with a supplementation with ubiquinol is Alzheimer's disease. A real scary condition, of course, something that I think a lot of us worry about. What kind of research is there? What kind of clinical evidence? What's the latest thinking about the connection between ubiquinol and preventing or treating Alzheimer's disease?
Actually, in terms of all the neurodegenerative diseases, Parkinson's, Huntington's, ALS, and Alzheimer's, there's more research that's been done specifically on Huntington's, ALS, and Parkinson's than on Alzheimer's with coenzyme Q10. Benefit has been shown with it, but it hasn't been increased in terms of the studies. But since ubiquinol came out, there's more and more interest and more studies that are coming out looking specifically at Alzheimer's. But again, there's not a lot on it to date.
Okay, well, what about Parkinson's? I mean, here's a condition that really there isn't a lot that we can recommend supplement-wise, but there is some evidence that CoQ10 and, of course, I'm assuming ubiquinol will help. What's the story with Parkinson's then?
Yeah, in fact, there's two phase three studies. Phase three study means that, of course, they already went through phase one, phase two, but very large multi-center studies that are being conducted in the U.S. For both Huntington's and Parkinson's with coenzyme Q10 because the phase two studies were so favorable. I believe it was with Huntington's, they showed a 40% slowing of the progression of the disease. It certainly hasn't shown anything in terms of reversing any of the symptoms associated with either one of those, but it does show a significant slowing down of the progression of the disease. And new studies are being developed now using ubiquinol. Of course, the problem is that these are very slow, insidious diseases that progress over years and years, so it's very difficult to get clinical studies, definitive clinical studies, in short periods of time.
Now, if I remember, the dosage involved with things like Parkinson's is a little bit higher, or maybe substantially higher than it is with cardiovascular disease, for example. What is the current thinking about if you have somebody who's in early stages of Parkinson's disease, for example, what kind of a dose of ubiquinol would normally be recommended?
Well, typically, just to give you the background on what you had mentioned, the phase 3 studies, the phase 2 studies use 1,200 milligrams, and again, it's conventional CoQ10 a day. The phase 3 studies are actually using 2,400 milligrams per day. Separate studies have been shown that a third of that dose of ubiquinol gives you the same plasma levels. So as a guideline, that's probably what you would go by. I should mention also that even though studies are ongoing now, and so it'll be a little bit before we know about it, in terms of mitochondrial dysfunction and increased oxidized state of coenzyme Q10, that is diminished, reduced form, ubiquinol, and increased oxidized form is a hallmark of all of those neurodegenerative diseases.
Okay. Someone taking that that level of dosage, of course, all the more reason why they should pay attention to our current pricing of the Solgar product, half price. It could make a big difference for somebody in that category. Let's see. Let's get back to the phones. We'll maybe try to squeeze in one quick call before the next break. Sheila from New Jersey, how can we help you today? Welcome to the Wilner Window.
Thank you. I would like to know if ubiquinol can be stored in the refrigerator.
Dr. Barry?
Oh, sure. It can be, but it's in studies have been done. And ubiquinol that's in the soft gel, I mean, as long as you don't leave it on the back porch directly in the sun, and just leave it in your cupboard in a cool, dry area is absolutely fine, and the stability is at least to 2 years. So you don't have to put it in the refrigerator.
Yeah, we don't, Sheila, normally we advise against putting supplements in the refrigerator. There are certain exceptions to that rule, like liquids, fish oil, flax oil liquids, things of that sort. Soft gels are a little bit less of a problem than regular capsules. The reason we don't recommend it as a general rule is because when you take a jar in and out of the refrigerator, as it gets warmer and colder, you have moisture can condense in there, and that can be a bigger enemy than the temperature. So, as Dr. Barry said, it's really not necessary. Now, if you stock up on 8 or 9 bottles of the Solgar at half price, and you want to store the ones that you're not using in the refrigerator, I'm not sure I could argue against that. I don't know if it would make that big a difference, but it probably wouldn't cause any harm. But once you open the bottle, I don't recommend storing it in the refrigerator. Okay?
And what is the highest temperature it could be subjected to?
Well, I don't know if there's a definite answer to that. Room temperature, you don't want to leave it in elevated heat for an extended period of time. A short period of time is usually not going to be a problem. But I don't know. I'll let Dr. Barry answer. But I don't know that we can give you a definite temperature that's the demarcation line. Dr. Barry?
I think the explanation that you gave, Don, and the response is fine. That makes sense. Because, I mean, they did accelerated stability studies at higher temperatures, certainly than normal, due to shipping problems and that type of thing. Should it be left in the sun and that type of thing? So unless you're really in unordinary conditions where it's exceptionally hot and low, say 120 to 150 degrees, you might have a problem, but typically you shouldn't.
Yeah. Most of the time, folks, when companies like Konica, when they formulate these products, they do accelerated stability testing. They take and they put product into ovens or in incubators at various temperatures. They leave it there for a period of time. They periodically pull containers, do assays, and track the degradation over a period of time at various temperatures. Sometimes they need to to put a bit of an overage in to make sure that under normal conditions, which includes temporarily exposing to warmer temperatures, like, you know, like in the shipping, in the UPS truck, when you're driving home on the bus or something, you know, that's all taken into account. So you don't have to worry about things like that. Okay, Sheila?
Very good. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you for the call. All right. Let me give you folks the phone number again. I think we might have one or two open lines. 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
We're here with Dr. Robert Barry from Konica, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Probiotics have been shown to be beneficial in many ways. Introducing these friendly bacteria into your intestines can make the environment unfriendly to harmful bacteria that may reside inside your body. Modern lifestyles can be very harsh on these friendly bacteria. Stress, processed foods, antibiotics, hormone replacement, and chlorinated water can all harm our intestinal balance. Loss of that balance often results in fatigue and a compromised immune response. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus normalizes the microflora in the intestinal tract, reestablishes the colon's optimum pH level, and suppresses the growth of bad bacteria while stimulating the immune system. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is unlike any other product available today. Boost your family's immune system year-round with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemists has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Blue Bonnet Nutrition, with its finger on the pulse of nutritional science, has introduced one of the most revolutionary cardio support formulas on the market, High Gamma Natural Vitamin E Complex. This gluten-free, kosher-certified formula brings together both sides of the vitamin E family, tocopherols and tocotrienols, with especially high levels of the gamma form. Recent research has found that a total vitamin E complex containing all of the family members, including alpha, beta, delta, and gamma tocopherols and tocotrienols, may provide more heart health benefits than just alpha tocopherol alone. So although Blue Bonnet will never claim to mend a broken heart, if you choose High Gamma Natural Vitamin E Complex, you will never skip a beat. Blue Bonnet's High Gamma Natural Vitamin E Complex, another cardio support formula from Blue Bonnet, available at Wilner Chemist. Discount priced, of course. You'll love it.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. Welcome back. I'm here with Sam Forbes, Dr. Richard Podell, and Dr. Robert Barry from Konica. But by the way, I want to thank Dr. Barry once again for participating in our health fair a couple of weeks ago. We had over 100 people, 120-some people there. The place was filled to capacity, and I think everybody that attended came away with a lot of great information. So thank you, Dr. Barry, for helping us out with that. Okay, let's get right back to the telephones. Let's go to Joyce in Milford, Connecticut. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Joyce. How can we help you?
Thank you. I'm taking 100 milligrams of ubiquinol. I've been recently diagnosed with IBM, inclusion body myositis, muscle disease, And I know there's a study in which they're studying ubiquinol and vitamin E as a possible treatment. But I'm wondering if I'm taking enough ubiquinol and if it's safe to take a little more vitamin E with it.
Okay. Dr. Barry, Dr. Podell, who wants to take that first?
Good, Dr.
That's not all. It's not all a jump up at once here.
Well, in terms of the dosaging, it's really hard to tell unless you do a lipid profile and actually have blood drawn and get an idea of what your level is to begin with. That's the best way to do it. I think Dr. Podell will probably comment on that. I'm not sure about the vitamin E part of it. Ubiquinol actually regenerates vitamin E in our system. And since it is a lipid, that may, taking vitamin E at the same time may even limit the absorption of ubiquinol.
You know, Dr. Bedell, he had to take a medical call on his cell phone. So would you mind repeating the question so he can hear it?
You started asking the question.
You wanted me to repeat it?
Yes, please.
Well, I'm on 100 milligrams of ubiquinol, and I have this muscle disease, IBM, inclusion body myositis, just recently diagnosed. And I know there's a study, a research study, in which they're using ubiquinol and vitamin E as a possible treatment for it. I don't think it's, I don't think the study is completed, but I don't know if I'm taking enough ubiquinol and if it would be safe to take a little more vitamin E than I'm taking, which is just 60 international units, which is in my multivitamin. I don't know if I should be taking more ubiquinol.
Okay.
I'm 72 years old.
All right, Dr. Podell, while you're gathering your thoughts, let me just comment on the dosage. I think the way that you're phrasing the question, you're asking two things. You're asking if you're taking an adequate amount of both ubiquinol and vitamin E. You're also asking if you're taking, if you have to be worried about taking more. Okay, with the ubiquinol, I think Dr. Barry has already made it clear. There's no downside to taking higher dosages of ubiquinol except perhaps the cost. You don't have to worry about toxicity by taking a higher dose of ubiquinol. Vitamin E, a little bit more controversial. The amount that you're taking, I didn't hear exactly, but if you're only taking what's in your multivitamin, you're nowhere near the higher limit of vitamin E. You can be taking 800, 1,000 units without even worrying about it. You could even be taking more if there's sufficient need. I don't know what the recommended amount in the study is, but it's not likely that you have to worry about that either. Vitamin E, of course, it's also important that you look at the type of vitamin E. Mixed tocopherols rather than a D-alpha, or especially a DL-alpha, but even a D-alpha, you're going to get a lot more benefit from taking a mixed tocopherol vitamin E. Okay, Dr. Podell, did you have anything else to add on that?
No, in the absence of knowing about the study, I agree that we'd want to have a mixed tocopherol. We can use a higher dose of vitamin E. And I guess what I would do is I would measure the coenzyme Q level and I would get it up to the area of 2 or 2.5 using the ubiquinol product to get it up there. Now, if you can find and know where the study is being worked on, if they publish some preliminary work, then you might be able to just actually find out what, in fact, they're using. But I don't see any reason why you couldn't use even higher than they're using. The stuff should be safe.
That's what I wanted to know is the safety.
No, the safety is not a problem. So, again, even if you don't find the study, if there's some indication that it might be beneficial, if there's little downside, like I say many times in the past, if there's a big upside and very little downside, what the heck, give it a shot. Okay? All right. Thank you for that call, Joyce. Let's move on real quickly to Ruthie in Brooklyn. How can we help you, Ruthie?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I have a very quick question. I'm wondering, the ubiquinol CoQ10, is that kosher?
Dr. Barry, is there anything not kosher about ubiquinol?
No, I don't think so. actually, formally, if you go on the site, I believe it does have a kosher rating, but it, since it is so new, don't hold me to that. You may have to check the site on that. I know certainly our CoQ10 is, and at what level of kosher, I'm not sure. So you would have.
My bottle of Solgar Ubiquinol is in the other room, so I can't go and grab it. But Ruthie, if you look on the bottle, Sam, maybe you could go to the Solgar website and see if they have it listed on there.
Well, I don't have access to a computer right now. She could call us tomorrow, and I could find out for her.
Yeah, we'll look on the bottle for you, okay? But I believe it is.
Where am I calling?
Call the store tomorrow. You can call the downtown store. I am 212-791-0505 or call our 800 number, 1-800-633-1106, and we can find out for you. Solgar traditionally does a lot of kosher labeling, and so does Blue Bonnet. They both carry Ubiquinol.
I got something here. It says it's kosher. It doesn't say, whether it's glatt kosher.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ruthie. If you'll listen on your radio, as soon as I get a free moment, I will try to look it up on the Solgar website because they have the full label.
It's a vegetarian product, so shouldn't be a big problem.
But they're often as soft gel is usually gelatin. So it's we'll have to check it out for you, Ruthie.
Okay. Thanks for that call, Ruthie. Let's move on real quickly. And Angela and Edison, welcome to the Wilner Window. How can we help you today?
Yes, hi. I'm calling about my husband. He had a heart attack about a year and a half ago, and he's also dealing right now with colon cancer. As a result of the heart attack, he has an ejection fraction of about 30%. I have been giving him Ubiquinol for about the past year, 100 milligrams twice a day, and I'm wondering what you recommend as far as how much more I should be giving him. I know it's somewhat similar to what the other woman was asking, but I don't know how to find out.
All I could do is go on the studies that have been published and what Dr. Podell mentioned earlier in the show, that a therapeutic level was found once they got to a plasma level of over 3.5 micrograms per mil. Typically, they used over 400 to 600 milligrams in that study.
Okay,
so you could triple it or double or triple it.
Okay, great.
Yeah, when you're talking about therapeutic uses such as that, you may indeed have to go to a higher dosage. The more a therapeutic the use becomes, the more the dosage becomes critical, and you want to err on the side of maybe taking a little bit too much than you do on the side of taking too little. Okay? All right, Angela, thank you for
Don,
that call.
I found something on the kosher front here. There's a site called Bizrate, B-I-Z-R-A-T-E, and it lists all the brands of Ubiquinol that claim to be kosher. And, for instance, Puritan Pride says that this is their specially formulated kosher version. Excuse me. Blue Bonnet is on there. Country Life is on there. So my guess is that many are GNC. Wow. I guess there are many of them are kosher.
Yeah, well, Sam is right. Probably the only thing that might interfere with it being kosher would be the type of soft gel capsule. So that's why I didn't want to make a commitment just off the top of my head. It may be an individual by brand situation depending on the type of soft gel capsule they use. As you folks know, the typical gelatin capsule, the gelatin is from a bovine source, not necessarily a kosher form.
Right, so you look for vegetarian capsules.
Well, vegetarian capsule. There's also a kosher gelatin that can be available as well. Okay, so look, you have to check it brand by brand. All right, if you folks can hear from that music, I think we're running out of time. All right, we're going to have to take a pause, and then we'll be back in just a moment, and we'll talk to you then.
Did you know that the most common form of calcium supplement today is calcium carbonate, also known as limestone?
You don't eat rocks as part of your balanced diet, so why would you choose to supplement your bone health nutritional needs with limestone? Our bodies understand and seek whole food sources of nutrition. New Chapter is proud to deliver Bone Strength Take Care, a calcium complex that delivers key bone health nutrients in the form of whole food, not rocks. Bone Strength Take Care also delivers key bone nourishing nutrients, including vitamins D3 and K2. Vitamin K2 is of critical importance as it ensures calcium is placed in the bone where it's needed and stays out of the arteries where it's not. Discover for yourself the whole food bone health alternative to rocks. Bone Strength Take Care, the best-selling natural bone health supplement in America. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay, folks, it looks as if it's time for us to wind things down for this week. I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by New Chapter, the makers of Whole Mega 100% Pure Wild Caught Salmon Oil Supplement. New Chapter, the whole truth. You're invited to visit us at either Wilner Chemist store in Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, or downtown at 253 Broadway, right across from City Hall. I want to thank Dr. Robert Barry from Conica for being our guest today, as well as Noah and Ira in the control room. We'll see you folks again next week. Be careful, be healthy. Talk to you then.